Honestly, I'm trying to stay focused. Ready?
You mean I got to be joking? Skip, 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 skip. I just need some dick.
I just need some love.
Tired of fucking with these lame niggas, baby. I just need a thug.
Oh, with the, I forgot the word. I don't know what she said right there. But her new album was good.
Still
over it. It was
decent. I think it was a decent, solid album.
I think
album.
Some of them just weren't for me. Like, they were just too slow.
For sure.
But for the most part, I think like 80% of the album, I fucked with
no
it.
No one else is addressing how in that one song she says, God bless me. And then she goes, God help me. Like, I'm like, no one is addressing the way she said that. Am I the only one?
I know. Like, when I,
God
like,
help
whenever
me,
I hear that me. Song, I think, like, she had, like, a, what's it called? A stuffy nose.
Yeah.
That God day. Did you have a cold? Me. But a lot of her music is like, she has, like, that weird, like,
whatever. Yeah. God help me. That's true. She knew.
Good
help
me.
It's kind of funny. Welcome to the
mini-so. Yes, mini-so number nine.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, guys. There was a big-ass fucking
literally,
spider.
And
we had to panic. Stop the podcast.
Yeah. I love our drill when it comes to bugs and spiders. Like, yeah. We calmly address to each other.
Yeah.
We let each other know, hey, don't worry about what's going on behind you, but I need you to evacuate the situation immediately.
I literally was just like, Tot, get up.
And I knew what it was. I knew what time it was. Yes. I say, say less. And I knocked down my mic. So I still
with
panicked.
With the spider. You knocked down the mic and the with spider. The spider. Luckily, we found it.
Yes, I know.
Okay, this is why I need a man up in this bitch. Because I hate killing spiders. I hate killing bugs.
Right, right. But anyway, should we...
Yeah, let's
get started then.
Let's get into our questions.
Let's get into it.
Okay.
My mic was backwards. All right.
I should have took a picture of that. All right. So you guys know our mini-sodes is we are asking trivia questions.
Yes.
True crime trivia. And if you get the answer wrong, you take a drink.
Mm-hmm.
If you get the answer right, you take a drink.
That's how it works. I think I'm first with questions,
yes,
right?
Yes, you are.
All right, here we go. Nancy Caroline Walker was one of those cases where you have a successful woman literally taking over the world. And because she was black, the police didn't take her missing case seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the many ventures, what did she own? A, a jazz and ballet studio, B, her own real estate office, or C, a restaurant?
Oh, shoot. I can't remember. Was it a restaurant? No, it wasn't a restaurant. What was A again?
A jazz and ballet studio.
Oh, yes, A, jazz and ballet studio.
It sure was. It sure was. She just took over everything.
Yeah, she was so dope.
So
I was
successful.
Like, was it a restaurant? But no, she was supposed to meet her sister
at a restaurant. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So sad. Okay. All right. My question is, Raya and Sakina Ali Hammam, the first women to be executed by hanging in Egypt, were caught because someone dug a hole in one of their homes. What was the home located next to? A, a mosque, B, a police station, or C, a brothel?
C, a brothel.
You are incorrect.
No! Wait, what?
So remember, her sister, and their husbands started a brothel. But the home of Raya, who they found the bones of one of their victims beneath the house, was located next to a police station.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Wow. Damn. Yeah, I missed that one. Okay.
Take a shot.
I know.
That's the sound of a shot.
Okay. Shoko Asahara started one of the most dangerous cults of Japan. What was it called? A, Om Shinrikyo, B, Yakuza, or C, the Om Shin?
Oh, shoot. It's either A or C. because I know it's not Yakuza because they that was around before this cult, right? I think, or something like that. Or was it? Oh, wait. Now I'm second guessing myself. I'm going to go with C, Om Sheen, like the clothing website.
Is that your final answer?
I don't know. Sure.
You are incorrect. Of course. It was Om Shinrikyo.
Oh.
Yakuza is the gang. I think they've been, have they been around before the cult? Probably.
I think they were because weren't they like
working with them at something?
Yeah. Something like that. I can't remember. I remember you mentioning them in that story at one point. Okay, my second question is, the Bayou Stranglers' first victim was a son and brother. His name was David Mitchell Jr. Oh. How did his family find out about their murdered relative, David Mitchell Jr.? A, the police came to their door. B, his family member came across his body during a walk. Or C, they saw it on the news.
Can you repeat the question?
Okay. The Bayou Strangler's first victim.
That was the Bayou Strangler. Okay.
Yeah. David Mitchell Jr. He was found dead. How did his family find out about him or his death?
So it wasn't a walk. I don't think that they went on a walk and found his body. I think, did they find out on the news? What was option A? What was the other one?
Option A was the police came to their door.
I'm going to say the police came to their door.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
You are incorrect.
No. How did they find
out? Dang, girl, you suck this game.
I know.
What's no, they actually saw it on the news.
Ah. Dang, that sucks. What a crazy way.
I know that is really that really sucks. And then after they saw it on the news, then the police came to their house with a photo of his mutilated
corpse. That's that story. Okay, I was gonna say because that's where I got the police came to. That one was so messed up.
Like how would you, like, you're gonna show me pictures of my gosh,
of my mutilated
son. So sad. It's your turn.
The McStay family mysteriously disappeared and was buried in the desert over what? A, Joseph McStay's former partner Chase Merritt was upset. B, it was a murder-suicide. Or C, it was a random robbery.
I know this answer, and it's because the McStay case is one of my favorite all-time cases because it was like, it has everything you like want in a true crime story in it. I mean, even from the fact that it was unsolved for years and then it was solved and then it was like they ran away and then it was like, no, they didn't. But there's a video of them running away. But then it's like, no, that's not that. It was like crazy. So anyways, I know that it was his business partner, Chase Merritt, who was like upset with him. So the answer is A.
Yeah, you are correct.
So crazy. Yeah.
It's just I actually read something today that said something like most of the murders, I guess, that happens is from people that they know, you know? And I'm like, this is one of,
you know, one of those cases. Didn't really question his business partner at all at first.
At all.
That's so crazy.
Yep. Until one good investigator looked into the business itself to see, like, well, what changes has happened.
He was cashing checks.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. That's what I'm saying. Like, there was fraud.
Yeah.
There was unsolved mystery. Everything about true crime was in that story. That's so crazy. Okay. My third question is, Elizabeth Sullivan was brutally murdered by her dick of a husband, and her body was found floating in the San Diego River. What was her husband, Matthew Sullivan, doing the day that they found her body in the river? He was A, trying to commit suicide, B, hiding in an abandoned apartment building, or C, moving to another state with his girlfriend.
Gosh, I think he was either moving to another state with his girlfriend, or he was hiding out in an abandoned. Why does that sound familiar?
Honey is looking me dead in my eyes right now.
I'm trying to read. Hiding out in an abandoned apartment building, because why would you even make that up?
Yeah, seriously. Okay. But is that your final answer?
You did? Is there a but after that?
Yeah, seriously.
That's my final.
You are incorrect.
Of course I am. This is insane. Okay.
What? Yes. So he was actually moving him and his girlfriend to Maryland.
Yeah.
The day that they found her body.
Wow.
Which is like, it's always so crazy when we find that the murderer is like in some other country with his new spouse or his new girlfriend.
Literally living
like
a whole new life. It's insane.
Yeah, it's so crazy. Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's wild.
Okay. Kanika Jenkins had us in a chokehold when they found her body in the freezer with no explanation whatsoever.
Still none.
Still none. What was she wearing? A, an all-white denim outfit. B, an all-blue denim outfit. Or C, a black dress.
Oh, shoot. It wasn't a black dress. What were the first two again?
All-white denim, A, or B, blue denim.
Oh, was it blue or white? I tried, like, so hard to get those photos out of my head, because as soon as you Google her name, you see the crime scene photos. Mm-hmm. And I remember us talking about that, and we were like, that is so fucked up.
Like, how you Google her name, that's the first thing
And that's the first thing that pops up is her in the freezer. Mm-hmm. I want to say she was wearing blue denim.
You're correct.
Unfortunately
correct. Because of those photos.
Yeah, I will never forget those photos. It's like, once you see them, you can't unsee them. No, that was so sad. Why would they? And the police put those photos out because there were so many people saying, like, there's so many things wrong with this investigation. Right. This case doesn't, like, make any sense. And so they were like, well, let me help you make it make sense. Right. Here are the photos of her in the freezer. And it's like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That was so messed up.
Yeah, that case will forever, like, haunt me.
Yeah, seriously.
It's sad.
That's crazy. Okay. Who did the Whitehead sisters murder?
Oh.
A, their mother. B, their father. Or C, their brother.
I think their mother.
You're correct.
Finally.
They murdered their mother, Nikki Whitehead.
Yes. Okay, yeah. They were twins, right?
They were twins.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. That one was – they were so evil.
So
that
evil.
That was a crazy story. They were so evil.
And they were, like, upset because one of them was – they were only, like, 14 or 15.
Yeah,
and one of the girls was dating, like, a 19-year-old boy. And she wasn't allowed to see him. So she was upset with her mom. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And then they killed her and then went to school.
And then went to school.
Like, nothing happened.
Crazy.
Oh, that was a crazy story.
Yeah.
Insane. Oh my gosh.
Okay. My last question to you is, the Grim Sleeper was a terrible, terrible, terrible human being who killed far too many African-American women in South Central LA. Why did he receive the name Grim Sleeper? A, because he only killed his victims when they were sleeping. B, he only stalked at night. Or C, he took a 14-year-long hiatus.
I know this answer.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, I know this because the Grim Sleeper case is an unforgettable case.
Insane.
Oh my gosh. So crazy.
And your answer is?
It's C. He took a hiatus.
He sure did.
They thought, like, maybe he went to jail or he died or something.
Nope. He took a hiatus and,
and
then came back
for
the vengeance.
14 years.
14 years.
And came back with a vengeance.
What a scary name to have as a serial killer.
Yeah, the Grim Sleeper. You know? That's crazy. Dude, the documentary on him is wild. And, you know, we did this case on our IG Live, and I was like, I feel like I'm talking a lot. Am I talking a lot?
No.
Okay.
You're funny. No.
I remember this one so clearly because this was the first case we talked about, and there were people messaging us saying when we were talking about the victims, they were like, oh my gosh, that's my aunt.
Yeah, or that's my cousin.
Yeah, they'd send us pictures of their family members and be like, yeah, my family member was a victim of his. And oh my gosh, when we got those messages, our stomachs were like on the floor.
For sure.
I just, it's crazy. Whoa, it's so
they
crazy.
Were sending a photo of like his house too, giving the name of his son. And like, these were locals.
Who's still there.
Yeah.
Who still lives in that house.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so crazy.
So scary.
Yeah. You can go there now. Oh. That story was wild. Okay, here's the last question.
Okay.
What was Willie Picton's job? Do you remember Willie Picton?
Picton sounds familiar.
He was A, a butcher, B, a pig farmer, or C, a priest?
Pig farmer, maybe?
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
You are correct.
Thank God. Okay.
He's the dude that looked like he was fucking crazy, made from incest.
Yeah, literally. I was going to use the R word, but that would not be appropriate.
Is it inappropriate if it's true? Because he kind of was.
He kind of was.
He had like no schooling.
He was on the spectrum.
He was dumb.
Sure.
Not saying that they're dumb. See, I'm getting offensive.
Now that's offensive, ma'am. Please.
Sorry. I can't help it.
No, yeah. He looked off for sure. And he.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I mean, come on. We can call him whatever we want, right?
Yeah. I mean,
he was a murderer.
He was a murderer.
Yeah.
That was a crazy story, too. And for the life of me, I like had to pull it up again just because I totally forgot.
Yeah, I can't – his face.
Yeah, he actually killed a lot of, like, black women. And, yeah. But you know his face.
Yeah, I can't get his face out my head. He
oh, my gosh.
So
that
ridiculous.
Dude is scary looking.
Yeah.
Like, talk about a pig farmer.
Seriously. Yeah.
He definitely looked like the type of guy that had sex with the pigs.
Ugh, he probably
did. He looked like he did.
Ugh. I know he did. I know
he had to have. He had to have.
Ugh. Anyways, guys, this is our mini-sode. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Yes.
Again, if you're new from TikTok, welcome. We drop our regular episodes every Thursday, and then our mini-sodes are for you guys on the weekend to kind of drink and play along with us,
too. Just hang out, talk a little shit.
Yeah, or on a regular weekday if you're taking a drive and you want to get quizzed on true crime, then this is the...
Say you're traveling in the car and you just want to throw something on.
Yeah. This
Throw
is one
us
of those.
On.
This is one of those episodes. Please.
Please.
Seriously. But anyways, thank you guys again for tuning in. And until next time, we can shut it out.
Yes, ma'am.
Shut it out. Gulp, gulp, because it's dry November.
Yeah.
So we'll breathe
just,
it out.
Like, dry let's, 2 weeks.
Let's breathe it out.
Weeks, I'm wilding out.
Yeah.
You want to breathe? You want to take?
Let's breathe it out.
Breathe
one,
in.
Two, three.
Breathe out.
All right, guys.
Namaste.
Namaste. God bless. Amen.